Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. I'm Mike Reese, sitting in for Scott Zolak, joined by Coach Belichick. And Bill, congratulations. Another AFC East championship, 10 in the last 11 years, and I know they're all special. How would you define this one?
Well, it's very special. And, you know, I think our players have really done a good job all year of just competing and fighting, and hasn't always been perfect. There's certainly been a lot of times when, you know, we haven't done things the way we'd like to do them, but in the end, they really came through their best game of the year against the Ravens, and that's what we needed. That's what we got. And, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for that. It's a tough place to play and a good football team, and they played well on Sunday.
The way you guys played on offense in terms of running the ball, it seemed like, you know, the effectiveness of maybe multiple tight ends, two backs. How much of that was game plan versus the way the game sort of unfolded? You guys got out early in the game.
Right, we did, and that certainly helped to be able to play them from ahead. But, you know, we felt like we'd be able to be competitive running the ball against them, and, you know, we were able to do it, and as you said, certainly the score helped us do that, so... I think that was a big part of it. Just, you know, they've got a good pass rushing team and a good defense. You hate to let those guys just crank it up play after play.
You know, defensively, you often say sacks can sometimes not always tell the story in terms of how you pressure an opposing quarterback. You did have four sacks. How much was Joe Flacco, sort of his knee and any part of his, you know, mobility a factor in the way you guys approached your game plan?
You know, it's funny. At times it looked like he was having trouble moving, and then other times when he scrambled out there, we were having a hard time catching him. You know, Rob Ninkovich and Chandler a couple times, those guys run well. I don't say he was outrunning them, but he was able to, you know, keep enough separation to get out of the pocket and throw. So, I don't know. There are plays where it didn't look good, then there are other plays where it didn't look bad. So, you know, it's kind of an event on a individual play basis, how it played out.
Another thing is expert predictions, and a couple players were quick to remind me when I went into the locker room after the game that I maybe missed on this game. I'm curious if you've ever noticed just players maybe rallying around the idea that they sense that even though they can't control what other people say, that maybe there's a sense out there, you know, that people don't believe in them and that they rally around that.
You know, I feel like every game we go into, we feel like we can win. We feel like if we play well and do the things that we need to do, that we'll be able to win the game. I've never felt like we've gone into a game, you know, without that feeling. So regardless of what anybody else thinks, I think the most important thing is what our team thinks. And, you know, I think it's not an overconfidence, but it's a confidence that if we perform well, that we'll come out on the top end. And I think that's the way you want to go into the game. At least that's the way we try to go into them.
Bill, thank you very much. We'll be back a little bit later in the show to talk about the Buffalo Bills.